بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستحب الجوامع من الدعاء ويدعو ما سوى ذلك. Instead, in this chapter of du'as, the various du'as of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the adab and methods of making du'a. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love making concise du'as. That is, few words but with great meaning, and everything is contained in that du'a. وَيَدَعُوا مَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ, and he would give up other things, that is to go in lot of detail, etc. Dua should be made in such a way that it is concise, and in that everything comes in. And in here, a person must consider how he makes dua. For example, a person just makes dua for a long life. His dua gets accepted, he gets a long life, but with sicknesses, without any finances, without anyone to look after him, to support him, that person is going to suffer so greatly in his old age and with a long life. So we should ask a long life, for example, with afiyat, with salamati. And also if we get a long life but no namaz in our lives, watching TV whole day, etc., what's the use of such a long life? So a life that we are pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person was desperately in need of transport, of conveyance. He's made lot of dua to Allah, Ya Allah, give me a horse, I need it for my transport. When he slept away, when he woke up, he found a crippled, lame horse, which was more a burden to him than anything else. So a person must try and make his du'as in such a way that his own du'a must not destroy him, and his own du'a must not cause him harm. And the safest is to make the du'as which are from the Quran and Hadith, and which ulama have compiled and put in kitabs. Various kitabs, the du'as from Quran and Hadith. Our own du'as can never match those du'as. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان أكثر دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that mostly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Which is a Quran dua that, O Allah, give us the goodness of this dunya, the goodness of the year after, and save us from the azab, the punishment of the fire. So all the goodness of this dunya is included, all that goodness which we can't even think about. And also all that goodness of the year after. So it's such a short dua, but it takes in everything is in this dua. So that is a dua that we should try not leave out ever. We should always, whenever we make dua, always make that dua also. وَكَانَ أَنَسٌ إِذَا أَرَادَ يَدْوَى بِدَعْوَةٍ دَعَى بِهَا. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith, says whenever he used to make dua, he used to definitely include this dua in his duas. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ يَدْعُوَ بِدُعَاءٍ دَعَى بِهَا فِيهِ. And whenever he used to make dua, he included this dua in there. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Oh Allah, I ask of you hidayat, guidance in all matters, and I ask you taqwa, to stay away from sin, to stay away from being unfaithful to you, from staying away from being unthankful to you, etc. Wal afaf, and purity, purity of mind, purity of tongue, purity of the heart, purity of one's private parts, to be pure and clean. Wal ghina, and to be independent, that you don't become a beggar, you don't depend upon other people, you manage your matters all on your own, your finances also, health wise also, you are not a burden even on your wife, you don't have to depend on her, you can manage all your matters. A very, very concise dua also. وعن طارق بن أشيم رضي الله عنه قال Hazrat Tariq ibn Ushaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, كَانَ الرَّجُلُ إِذَا أَسْلَمَ عَلَّمَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الصَّلَاةِ. That whenever a person used to accept Islam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him how to make namaz. ثُمَّ أَمَرَهُ أَن يَدْعُوَ بِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. And that then taught him to make dua with these words. اللَّهُمَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَاهْدِنِي وَعَافِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي. Oh Allah, forgive me. Sins are the greatest blockage of the goodness from Allah Ta'ala that comes to a person. Like if our fuel pipe is blocked, the car can have everything, but we can't move because it's blocked. Our sins block everything. So the first thing is clearance from our sins. Once you get your clearance, then everything else will now move. Warhamni, and after forgiveness, O Allah, shower your mercies upon me. Once a person gets the mercies of Allah Ta'ala, what more can he ask for? Wahdini, and O Allah, always guide me. We don't know when we can falter and go into misguidance. A person must never trust himself that I will never commit sin, I will never leave Islam. We don't know when a person, what can happen, and a person can, so we must ask for guidance. Wa'afini, and give me afiyat. There is a very great dua, that is, that everything goes smooth sailing. Otherwise, you can pick up problems at every step. As you get up, you find you got a back problem. You want to take a step, you find you got a problem in your leg. Somehow you get to your car is not starting. You just manage to reverse and somebody bumps into you. So to be saved of all these problems, that is afiyat. It's a very great thing which we must ask for always. Warzuqni, and O Allah, give me rozi. If we haven't got rozi, great difficulties come to a person. When a person just thinks I'm going to lose my job, or my shop is not running well, I think my shop is going to close down. What worries overtake that person? So rozi is from Allah's side. So these are du'as that we should make regularly. And in another narration it comes, a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, كَيْفَ أَقُولُ حِينَ أَسْأَلُ رَبِّي. What dua should I make when I make du'as and I ask of Allah Ta'ala? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ أَلَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَعَافِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي. The same du'as, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, فَإِنَّ هَاُولَاءِ تَجْمَعُ لَكَ دُنْيَاكَ وَآخِرَتَكَ. These are such du'as that everything of dunya also you will get, and everything of your akhirat also you will get. So these are du'as we should try and learn, the sunnah du'as in addition to the du'a itself. We will be saying the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's quite clear these are most loved by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will definitely accept that du'a. Also we find, like just the du'a Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana is also sufficient for a person. But a human being is such, he likes all changes. In his food, he doesn't just eat one type of food. Clothes he got, he doesn't just wear one type of clothes. He likes difference. So different du'as are given, but all of them are very concise. And the best is to try and stick to du'as of Quran and Hadith instead of our own du'as, or even the du'as of Buzurgs. More better is the du'a of Quran and Hadith, and they gather everything for us. And a person should devote some time and to make du'a. For example, the Kitab Munajati Maqbool has got 7 sections of du'as, which take about 5, 6, 7 minutes to make. So if a person reads one section daily, he'll have made great, great du'as, and he would have devoted at least 5, 6 minutes towards du'a.